True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So this is a new single just released today. It's called Butterfly, and it's with Zac Brown and Dolly Parton. And as he's doing this duet with her, he has to think to himself, when I was a kid, if you had told me I'd be doing a duet with Dolly Parton when I got older,
that's cool.
I would have told you were out of your ever-living mind. So, Sam, when she starts singing, will you bring it back up, if you don't mind?
I don't know when it happens, but we're going to go ahead and give it a couple seconds here so we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, we don't want to pay for it. There it is. It dropped this morning.
Now, I am a little bit biased because Zac Brown was one of my first hyper-fixation country artists.
No, I love him.
I got four albums in a row, and back in the days of CD players and my Dodge, I would literally just rotate the album. So I am biased, but I do think that Zac Brown has one of the best voices in country music.
I do, too. Give me just a little bit more, if you would. I don't know who wrote it. I know he writes a lot of his own stuff. That is well-written.
She sounds great.
That is well-written.
Speaking of music, I've got two grievances today. I forgot about this.
Oh, you got to hear this grievance, Bobby.
Oh, my
Bobby.
Gosh.
Hang tight, man. Hang tight.
So I'm gonna give you one of my grievances actually during Festivus Friday, but I got to get this other one out early. So last night, I go to the Turnpike Troubadours concert at the Uptown. If you don't know Turnpike Troubadours.
You're a big fan.
I'm a huge fan. Cool. Diamonds and Gasoline, Long Hot Summer Day, 7 and 7. I mean, so many hits. And I thought it was last week. It was last night. Whatever. I get to the show. It is clearly oversold.
He's been waiting outside for a week.
Yeah. I get to the show, and it is clearly oversold. Anybody familiar with the Uptown knows that there's a big ballroom where there are no seats, and then there's probably, I don't know, 30 rows of seats behind the soundboard and everything. And the ballroom was full. The aisles leading up to the seats were full. You had to, like, shimmy through people just to try to get a seat. And we finally get one, and we sit down, and the show is starting, and we're in the opener, and I'm in the middle, so there's a group of four of us. I'm on the far left.
Who's the opener?
American Aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of them?
My old band, Soulshine, we used to cover a couple of their songs.
Really good.
Yeah, very good.
Really good.
What a terrible name for a band.
I sat there the entire time thinking to myself, why in the world did they choose American Aquarium as their name? I even asked multiple people around me, do you have any idea what American Aquarium means? Nobody had an answer.
That is the dumbest name for a band I've heard since Iron Butterfly.
So we're hanging out, watching American Aquarium. They do a great set, the intermission, Turnpike comes on, and we get through like 5 or 6 songs, and a song pops up that I know and I'm not a huge fan of. I don't dislike it, but, you know, it's not one of them that I really wanted to hear. So I pop out to go grab another bottle of water. And I come back, and all of my friends shuffled left to now put me on the far right. I was like, well, I was in the middle, but this kind of stinks. Now I don't have the greatest view. I had the best view before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it took about, I don't know, 4.2 seconds before I really realized why they scooted me over. While Dana Wright was not present at the show last night, as far as I know.
She might as well have been.
I was sitting next to her spirit animal.
Ah, love it.
She was screaming. every single word of Turnpike Troubadours. And if you're a Turnpike fan, you know that a lot of their singing is nice and low.
Yeah.
You can hear the music better than you can hear the vocals on most of their songs. Oh, I could hear the vocals just fine, but they were not coming from Evan.
Wow. What's the name of this band?
Turnpike Troubadours.
They've been around a long time.
Hang on just a second. Let me jam these guys real quick.
So American Aquarium, real quick, Scott's looking that up. Their band name is from an REM song. So they have, REM has a band or has a song called Perfect Circle, and like the very first verse mentions something about an American aquarium. And
okay.
They just took it straight from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because I asked quite a few people last night and they had no idea.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there.
Every day I'm working on it.
Oh, their country.
This is probably their second biggest hit.
All right. So yeah, their country. Yeah. All right.
And
they're
so
keeping it true.
We go through like five or six songs. I'm doing my best to ignore Miss Screechy next to me. And I'm not doing well. I'm getting annoyed very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice it stops. I'm like, oh my God, thank God. Her voice got tired. She stopped singing. And I look to my right and she's not there.
Mm.
She went to the bathroom.
Mm.
So for one whole song,
reprieve,
I get pure bliss.
Is that
and then she's back and keeps. How do you scream at the top of your lungs for an hour and 20 minutes?
No. You don't understand. Dana Wright, God love her, she's the sister I never had in my life, is the only person who could ruin a Paul McCartney concert for me.
The only way that I could enjoy this music was to scream the lyrics louder than she was screaming them, because then I couldn't acknowledge the fact that she was drowning out the singer.
Let me ask you a question.
Fantastic.
Because we're all big music fans here. Is that the same type of grievance as people that don't like people who stand up for the duration of a concert or a sporting event? Is this the same category?
So I have a rule. I only stand if I'm not in the front or near the front.
Only stand if like the crowd is also standing?
I only stand up if the people in front of me are standing up.
Okay.
And if the people behind me are still sitting down, that's on you. Because I paid to see the show too.
Mm-hmm.
And if the people in front of me are standing up, I can't see the show if I'm sitting down. So if they stand up, I stand up. When they sit down, I sit down.
And we followed the same protocol. People were sitting for American Aquarium and then Turnpike came out and everybody stood up. And so it was just kind of, okay, we're all standing. However, I did have a very short person directly behind me.
And, and you're not a very short
person. The number of comments.
Define short.
5'1".
Oh.
I mean, like, So
you had a foot and a half on her.
The seats at the back of Uptown are theater style, right? So they're sloped. So this, you know, each row goes up about a half step. And I had to turn around and look down to see her.
That poor
and
woman.
And there was probably about 30 different comments about how she couldn't see. And I would just turn around and be like, I'm sorry. I would go stand up there, but look up there.
Why not move her into your seat and then you take hers?
Because she was with a group of people. I was with a group of people. That would have been kind of weird.
Yeah, but it's not like you're having a communication while you're watching the show.
It actually would have been better for me because I would have been one seat further away from Screechy.
I would have made the trade, bro.
By the way, Zach Brown, according to the text line, wrote Butterfly for his kids.
Which makes me appreciate it even more.
Man, they're so good. He is, I think, this kind of generation's Jimmy Buffett. I think
no argument.
If you went to a Jimmy Buffett concert and then you go to a Zach Brown Band concert, it's
Toes.
That same vibe, like Parrot Heads. He took the torch of like the beach vibe band.
Yeah.
Sam, why didn't you put the 5'1" on your shoulders?
She didn't look too pleased with the whole situation, as I would imagine anybody would be in that situation.
When you're 5'1" and a 6'4" guy is standing in front of you,
6'5".
Whatever. We're really going to argue over an inch? No, leave it. See, I'm training you guys like I have to train my dog. Leave it. Leave it.
I felt bad. All I could do was say sorry. I've considered getting a custom t-shirt made just for concerts that says on the back, I'm sorry. I know I'm in your way. Please get over it.
That would be hilarious.
Please get over it.
It might be a little much at the end, but.
I mean, there have been multiple times at concerts, actually specifically up the Uptown, where people have like pushed me.
The Uptown is the only place I've ever been yelled at from somebody behind me.
Yep.
Telling me to sit down or I can't whatever. I can't control that I'm over 6 feet tall, guy.
Right. Bro.
Bruh.
Okay. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.